Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Indian advertising spend has moved towards video and social media. Alibaba are expanding further into new markets and Myanmar sees a huge increase in connectivity over the last few years. Digital advertising spend in India has moved dramatically towards video and social media. After eMarketer predicted that the country's ad market would pass the $1 billion mark by 2017, research by IMRB International has shown how spending tendencies have changed in the past 4 years. The analysis shows that the largest increase in spend has been seen in video advertising. In 2012, only 5% of budgets were attributed to video, whilst in 2015 that figure had risen to 17%. Increases were also seen over the same period from mobile, which saw an increase from 7 to 16%, and social media, which saw an increase from 10 to 18%. Display advertising in the country saw a larger drop, however, from 41% to just 17% of spend from 2012 to 2015. IMRB pointed to higher internet speed and increased smartphone use as the reason behind the distinct shift in India's ad spend landscape. Alibaba's Tmall.com has held an event in the South Korean capital of Seoul that has attracted around 1,000 online fashion retailers and brands. The 600 South Korean brands already on the site are some of the most popular, with the estimated 413 million Chinese online shoppers, and the event aimed to attract even more sellers to the platform. Tmall.com accounted for around 76% of all clothing sales online in China last year, making Alibaba's marketplace a clear attraction for international brands and allowing the company to expand globally. Meanwhile, Alibaba has opened offices in Melbourne in order to expand its presence in the Australian and New Zealand markets. Michael Evans, group president of Alibaba, said that the moves into the new markets will advance the company's global goal of serving 2 billion customers. According to the Posts and Telecommunications Department of Myanmar, the country is experiencing a huge rise in mobile penetration. Due to a 400% rise of SIM cards purchased in the past 2 years, Yusuf Thien, Director General of the department, has announced that whilst penetration sat at under 7% in 2012, it's now reached around 90% in just 4 years. The telecom revolution has been attributed to the fact that the cost of a mobile phone number fell by around $1,000 in 2014, with Thien adding that since then, the number of people using the internet has risen from 2 million to 39 million people. Better infrastructure has also been put in place since 2014, with the amount of connected cable rising from under 8,000 to 31,000 kilometers. Russia's largest online payment service, Yandex.Money, can now be used with the Apple Watch. The move means that users can now use the wearable device to top up mobile phones or transfer money to any account they wish, whilst also being able to check their balance. Users will be able to check the Yandex.Money account via the watch in order to view past payments or add new payment options. Currently, 12 million Russians use mobile devices to complete payments, whilst the Apple Watch holds around 60% of the global smartwatch market. And finally, a survey by eMarketer suggests that more than 20% of internet users in the UK will use ad blockers this year. This number is up from 10% of internet users using the blocking system in 2014, whilst the results also revealed that the number of those expected to be using ad blockers in the country is expected to rise to 27% by next year. It was also found, however, that whilst UK users agreed that in order to stop ad blocking, advertisers would have to make the ads less intrusive, only one third of respondents said that it would help make adverts relevant. eMarketer noted that whilst advertisers move to make ads more targeted online, this might not have much effect on the issue of ad blocking. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.